From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the UN struggles to keep Syria talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva but were not yet fully participating Monday in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he had received a positive response from de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. The Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa Monday begins the first U.S. political contest to pick Republican and Democratic presidential nominees. Iowa holds a series of meetings or caucuses that will be the first electoral test for the large number of presidential candidates running. The two poll-leading Republican presidential contenders, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and several other candidates, headed more to more rallies as the caucuses neared. The top Democratic contenders, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod. Opinion polls in Iowa showed a close race for both the Republican and Democratic Party nominations, with non-establishment candidates continuing to show resiliency. A suicide bomb blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's Crime Investigation Department said security officers identified the suspected bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Police Force headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. The Taliban claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.